We made the deliberate choice not to run away from it. I think one approach in the preparation for the game would be to say, look, it's just another game, we've just got to focus in on it. But it wasn't another game for Isaac Smith. And I don't normally divulge these things, and it's certainly, I don't want anyone to feel sorry for him, but, you know, he only just made it to the line. He was ill in the last couple of days, and that kind of added to the pressure a little bit for him. And he couldn't come to training yesterday. He was still pretty cooked yesterday. It depended a little bit on how he pulled up. And I just stop asking. But if I get a call saying he's out, we've got the contingency ready to go. And if I hear nothing, I assume no news is good news. So I just...
Under the weather was our man Isaac Smith. That was Chris Scott talking post-game about his build-up to the clash against his old club for the first time yesterday. 5 points to the good of the Cats was the end result. 15 disposals for Isaac, and maybe a little bit of a tummy bug through the week as well. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Isaac.
Morning, Arf. How are you?
Going very well. What's happened? What was wrong with you?
Oh, no, we just, as a family, got struck down by a bit of gastro Saturday, Sunday, so... stuck on the couch for a few hours and feeling pretty ordinary, but got to the game and got to the line, which was good, and we ended up getting the win.
Isaac, would have made you nice and light to run up and down the MCG wing?
I think I was nice and light, Jimmy, but I had absolutely bloody no energy to run up and down the wing. So, it was, as a footballer, sometimes you just got to rock up, show up and do your role. So I started the game and... all's fair and equal, and we're probably lucky to get the win in the end. Hawthorn came back and gave it a bloody good shake.
So was there a genuine chance you weren't going to play, or were you always confident you'd get over the line?
I was pretty 50-50, Whitey. Got some fluids and not much food in. I probably didn't eat much since Saturday morning, but got some fluids in and felt okay before the game and got out there and just tried to help the side. But not an ideal preparation, but you don't always get that in footy. But, as I said, it was a good game of footy and, win or lose, it was just good to get out there and get it done.
Did you feel, Chris Scott spoke about it after the game in that little grab we played, did you feel a burden to be out there and play because of the pressure, because it was Hawthorn? Had it been the Giants or the Port Adelaide, you would have been much more comfortable saying, oh, I'm a bit crook today?
Probably. I felt like I pretty much didn't have an option not to run out there. it had been built up for a few months, and it's always a great clash as well, Easter Monday. And the games you want to play in. So, I thought, a little option, but that's all right. Sometimes you got to do that in life.
True.
Were you anxious at all, Isaac?
Not particularly. It was probably handy being a bit crook Saturday, Sunday. I didn't really think about it too much. I was sort of thinking about trying to be a bit better. But, probably not anxious was the word. It was just a bit of a... surreal and different feeling running out, and all the Hawks players are already out there, and not just that, all the fitness staff, all the volunteers that are out on the oval, and then sitting next to them when you're on the bench during the game, and people that you spend a third of your life with. It's just a different feeling.
Your role in the team, and much has been made at how good Geelong have been defensively, and we've spoken about on here a lot. Your role and what Chris Scott wants you to do, is it to provide, I guess, some more attacking flair?
I guess you can say that a little bit, Jimmy. I guess Geelong got a pretty strong style of football, which they want to play, and they've been doing it well for so many years. You could say myself, Sean Higgins, Jeremy Cameron, probably our offensive ability is a lot better than our defensive ability, so we'll try and bring that to the game more often than not.
What was said out there? Because there was a lot of conjecture that that they'd get into you or you'd get into them. It seemed like they almost were trying to ignore you out on the field. I don't know what it was like playing it, but they kind of stayed away from you.
Yeah, Whitey, I got more of the silent treatment than lots of words.
Fair enough, too.
Yeah, I did get a little bit out of Blake Hardwick. I think they'd all been told not to speak to me, but when I was standing next to him, he couldn't help himself. they were all pretty quiet. I guess the surprising thing when you're out there is it goes so quickly and there's so much going on in the game that you actually don't get too many opportunities to say, stop and take stock of what's going on. It seemed pretty difficult, and a few of my best mates were out there, and it felt like we didn't even cross paths after we had dinner after the game. We were chatting about it, and it was like we hardly saw each other.
There's a moment where you tackled Luke, and you kind of, it was almost like one of the back tail. I don't know what you were trying to do, but you sort of went to the ground. I thought, oh, here you go. There's going to be something going on here. Nothing. Not one thing.
A couple of little words, Whitey.
Just a couple of sneaky little ones. So there was a post-game catch-up, was there, with the old crew?
Yeah, it wasn't very eventful, though, half. Candice and I were pretty under the weather, so it was only sort of a quick high and by. But, yeah, there was five or six of us, which was nice just to catch up and have a bit of a yarn about the game. But we probably talked about footy for 5 minutes and then we're off on another journey.
If you go infecting the Hawks with the Astros, right, they'll be hell to pay. Don't worry about that.
The Trojan horse. Get him in there. Is the build-up different? You've been on both sides. Obviously, my time at Geelong, and you've probably experienced, they embrace the day, the Easter Monday clash, and it's almost a responsibility. Is it different?
Not really. Probably what surprised me in the build-up, Jimmy, was not that anything was different, but how much Geelong knew of Hawthorn, and sitting back and listening to them during the week and how we wanted to go about the game and how we wanted to break down Hawthorn. It's funny, because we played Geelong so many times and in so many big games, it felt like they probably knew us better than we knew ourselves when you're sitting in a Hawks meeting, which probably surprised me a little bit. And when I come to think of it, we probably, sitting back, probably knew a hell of a lot about Geelong and things that they probably didn't even know as well. So that's probably what surprised me during the week.
The feedback from the coach at the end of the game, as you said before, the Hawks probably could have won that game had they had a few things go their way or a few better decisions in that last term. What was Scotty's feedback after the game?
Nah, I think he was just happy that we got the win. I think we're probably not flying at the moment, and we've probably got five or six of our stronger players out at the moment. So I guess any time we can get 4 points and creep a little closer to the 13-14 wins you need each year, helps us. But we're certainly not flying, and we've got Melbourne this Sunday, so they're going to be a big challenge.
Izzy, we know you're a smiling character, you're happy-go-lucky. Are you in the Chris Scott hugging club? He has a select few post-game. He loves to go on over and hug. There's a couple he just keeps at arm's length, but Joel Selwood normally gets the first hug. And are you on the podium yet for the Chris Scott hugs after a win?
No, I'm certainly not on the podium for the hugs, but midweek I get along with him quite well. I tend to go into his office and put the feet up and have a bit of a yarn. But no, I haven't reached the hugging pinnacle yet. I think that's left for Joel.
Well, there's only so many hugs you can give if you're the coach. So you've got to choose wisely. And what about the environment from the fans yesterday, Isaac? I mean, every time you got the ball early, the Hawks fans had the pantomime boo going, which I'm sure you paid attention to. But then, in the second half, the Cats fans drowned them out with the cheers. They came for you. That must have been nice to hear.
It was pretty funny, mate. I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen. 10 years of service and 3 flags. I thought I might have got a couple of claps. But,
I clapped you, mate. I clapped you.
But, no, I did savour a couple of the boos. I took a couple of marks and walked back off the mark and had a bit of a look to the crowd when I got them. But I expected that, mate. There's no love lost in footy. And I thought it was just a good day. And everyone handled it pretty well.
It was a great contest in the end, dramatic, and being victorious by 5 points was a nice way to end it for you in your first time in the navy blue and white hoops there at the Cattery, which is very, very hard to say. Well done to you, young fella. Look after yourself, get some hydrolite into you, and look forward to seeing you against the D's next Sunday at the G.
Yeah, sounds good, mate. You boys enjoy yourself.
We certainly will. Isaac Smith.